Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Everyone, I'd like to introduce DJ JC, Justin. Hiya, Justin.
Hello, Jo, how you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you.
So you're a dance producer, aren't you?
That's correct. Basically, a dance producer is someone who produces dance music either by using a digital audio workstation, which is a really a professional name of a software program that enables you to make dance tracks and stuff like that, or using an actual real live studio. And it's basically for different types of dance music, such as electro house, progressive house, trance, big room. There's about many. I could list about 100 of them. But that's basically what a dance producer usually goes for. And it all depends on what, you know, what influences you and everything like that.
So what influences you then? What got you into music in the first place?
Well, it's fun. I grew up, like, listening to all dance music because my mum always used to come home, or she used to go and buy all these, like, Ibiza compilation CDs, stuff mixed by Paul Van Dyk, Judge Jules, Paul Oakenfold. Can't say his name properly, and all them lot. And then I started playing, got into piano when I was about 8. Someone said to me, oh, you play good. Like, because obviously when you're 8 years old, you don't really know how good you are. And that's not me being pig-headed, it's just general things. It's not that, I was self-taught, so it wasn't anything major. I was just playing a few chords here and there. And a few people said, oh, you got potential. So I started performing in, like, concerts, because because one of my friends there gave me a song he started working on, and I finished it off for him, and it was like, oh, you can keep that if you want. So I started performing that, and then when I moved into my secondary school when I was 11 years old, I started becoming really more interested in the piano and learning more things about it. I got introduced to Reason when I was 13, which is another one of those digital audio workstations, or DAWs, as we like to call them, the software programs I was going on about earlier. I got introduced to Reason, which is made by a company called Propellerhead. And a friend called Benjamin, he was using it all the time, so he showed me what he'd done with it. So we started making tracks then, obviously. Because we were young at the time, we're just using what was available to us. We didn't know, like, how to make really professional tracks back then. We were just doing it for a laugh, and I really got into that. And then I got Reason off my own, on my own back. Unfortunately, because it was on a Windows, it wasn't the program wasn't 100% accessible for me. There was only a limited things I can do with it. Then when I turned 16 and I started college. Everyone there was using a Mac. Now, obviously, because you've always been brought up in Windows, I've never touched a Mac in my life. So for me, it was a brand new thing. It wasn't that. They weren't even using Reason. They were using a program called Logic. I'll get back to that a little bit more later. But for me, it was just a brand new thing. And I was already involved in Reason. So I said, can I use my Windows laptop just to get this done? And then towards the end of my first year, I thought, you know what, you can't sit there and keep bringing your laptop in, because one day you're not going to know what to do when you're at it. So I just sat down at a Mac and started messing around with Logic Pro, which is the main thing I use today, the main program I use today to make my tracks. And I'm glad to say that I took a really big interest in it. So I really started properly learning Logic. 2 years later, I've got a Mac of my own. And started to make really, and I kept on practicing and learning, and now I'm 21, and I've been really, well, putting, I would like to say, really good tracks up on SoundCloud. I wouldn't say they're professional, but they're really good.
So that brings us nicely onto Logic Pro, doesn't it? Because that's one of the things, the main things that you wanted to talk about, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, basically, Logic Pro, like I said before, is one of the software programs that I use. Now, unlike Reason, Logic Pro, especially Logic 10, is really, really accessible for people who are blind and visually impaired users. The problem we've got at the moment is that not many people know how to use the shortcuts, because not everything's done by shortcuts, though. Like, the shortcuts are there just to get you started. Then you've got other things to worry about, like how to get into certain aspects of the program, like how to actually put an instrument into, like, the track that's displayed on the screen into the arrange window, which is basically the main window that all your tracks are lined up in. And then there's the piano roll that you need to control. That's another basically window that can opens up to edit your notes, your chords, your like if you make a mistake in a melody, you can edit that, you can move notes around, blah 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 blah. And then you've got the inspector. Basically, there's so many different windows to choose, like to go into, to basically help you mix, master, and make your track much more better than it did when you first started creating it. So, and 2 years ago, it wasn't really accessible, but now it is. Like, you could do virtually everything with Logic, and VoiceOver responds really accordingly. But there's only so many shortcut keys that you can use, and once you use them, then the rest of it is just a matter of using your VoiceOver keys to get to from A to B, and the second is just using you know, your intellect to finish up. So I've been using Logic for the last 4 years now, and I've like to say I've learned quite a lot about it. And what I want to do now is to show other blind and vision impaired people, because even today, a lot of music is made by audio production, like software production, audio production and stuff like that. It's not as the old ways where you can just go in, plug a guitar, plug a piano, plug a set of drums in and just go, put it into a mix and just go, dun, 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 you know what I mean? It's not like that no more. It's about connecting into a studio, pulling it through a mixing desk. It's about opening up a software program, mixing it and mastering it, because we've got computers doing half the work for us now. We've got 50% of work being taken out for us, and if you don't know what you're doing, then you can't really get, you're not really going to get far. And a lot of blind people today are really interested in music. I want to give them the opportunity to at least get started in what they've been missing out on, and hopefully give them a few pointers on how to use Logic. I mean, there are other software programs, like I said before, there are Reason, there's another program called Pro Tools, there's someone else called FL Studio. But if you want something that's not too expensive, cheap, affordable, and but you can still get virtually everything out of it, then Logic Pro is the main way to go. And you don't, you can make other genres of music out there, not just dance. You can do rock, you could do everything of it. And you can also connect your guitars and your external instruments to the program. So you can even, like, if you want to go back to the old school stuff, you still can do that. Logic Pro has virtually everything you ever want in the music production program, and I'm really glad they've made it really accessible for us.
Sounds fantastic, and something that a lot of people could get into.
Yeah, I mean, it's not always like cut and dry as everybody seems it is. Like, there are a couple of problems that some people can probably come across, but there are problems that could be rectified. But it's a really, really good program. I do recommend anybody who's listening to this interview should go and check it out as well, because it can do a lot to, you know, boost your musical side of things.
So you're going to give us a demo, aren't you, Justin?
Yes, I am. What I'm going to do, it won't be attached to this interview, but it'll be basically my own tutorial. What I want to do is show you exactly what I can do with Logic Pro, some of the key features, some of the main things why I'm chanting Logic Pro to the high heavens. I know it's in the expression. And if I get a lot of interest in it, then I want to at least start a tutorial series of composing about 50, maybe 40 to 50 videos about how to use it, what benefits you're going to get of it, and then going into the really big stuff towards the end, like some of the plugins that you can get with it, some of the cool sounds, using loops, using external instruments. And hopefully by the end of it, by the end of the course, we'll have a few new musicians on our hands. I don't wonder what Simon Cowell's going to say about that.
Oh, well, that's up for debate, isn't it?
You never know about him.
That's true.
So
if you're interested in music, anybody, or maybe you've never even thought about it, you've never even had a go, now's your chance, really. So listen to Justin's tutorial and see what you think, and give us feedback. You can send feedback to me, or you can find Justin on social media and, you know, give him feedback and let him know how successful his tutorial is and how much you like it, and if you'd like to hear more, and then he will carry on and do his course of tutorials, which sounds absolutely fantastic.
Thank you. There will also be links at the end in the description of this video as well, so I will be posting up giving out links to my SoundCloud and YouTube page. Don't just take my word about Logic Pro and about how accessible it is. Check out some of my stuff on SoundCloud, check out on YouTube, check out, you know, other what other people have been saying about it, and I'll guarantee you will not be disappointed.
So, just talking about SoundCloud, how can people find you on there? I know you're going to put links in the description, but, you know, just tell people how they can find you.
It's not my SoundCloud name is DJ JC Productions, and that's exactly how it's spelled. No spaces. It's spelled DJ JC, and then the word Productions, all spelled in one go. And basically, it just go. You'll be able to find me on there, and that's basically the only account I've got. And I've got about 25, 26 tracks. That's been posted up there and all that kind of stuff. A few people have been telling me that it's not 100% accessible because they've got the new version out, but it's enough to kind of get you started and everything like that. You can't do any of the major things with it, unfortunately, which is so annoying. I'm going to be making a complaint to them. But yeah, that's basically how you can find me. With my YouTube videos, it's basically my name's still the same thing, but it's a little bit different. It's Mr. JC Productions. It's MRJC Productions 1, because I tried to put in DJ JC Productions. Guess what? It's been taken. Anyway, it's Mr. JC Productions 1, and that is also expert how it is. And then 1 is number 1, not ONE. And basically, there are videos of my tracks up on like basic YouTube just to try and get me a little bit of extra fan support and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, that's basically how you can find me on social media. The reason I'm doing all this and all that is not because I want the fame. I'm not bothered about the fame, because what I am bothered about is I want to show people that I might have a sight problem. You know, I see myself. A lot of people have asked me, "Oh, do you consider yourself as a disability?" Well, here's my answer to that question. I consider myself a normal human being but his eyes don't work. My eyes don't work. They're not functioning properly. Okay, but that doesn't stop me from achieving what I want in life. It doesn't stop me achieving my goals. And I want everybody to kind of take that, you know, into some sort of consideration, because I have noticed that some people, especially later on in life, you know, they end up losing their sight through one reason or one condition or another, and it is heartbreaking. It is horrible. Like, you do feel like you're never going to recover, but you know what? At the end of the day, the only way you're going to recover is if you keep believing in yourself and you keep pushing yourself forward, because no one's going to pull it to you on a silver platter and say, "Oh, don't worry, that, you know, that ain't going to, you know, we'll make things okay," and all that kind of stuff. The only person who can really make a difference in your life is you. And I learned that from a young age, and I will keep preaching that until my dying day, because at the end of the day, no one's perfect, but all together, we can achieve something.
That's a really brilliant philosophy, Justin. And I think that brings us nicely to saying thank you ever so much for joining us. And I'm looking forward to listening to your tutorial, and I hope everybody else is. And I hope you get lots of feedback. And it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Joe, thanks very much. It's been a pleasure being on here. Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it a lot.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.